Okay, so I'll get you to take a lovely big deep breath into your heart space, into your belly, into your body. And feel like you're breathing all the way down into your toes. Big, long, slow in-breath. And a big, long, slow out-breath. First, just going to ask for all of your energy. Just bring your energy into where you are, into your space. You can say, I call my energy back from everywhere that it has leaked. I bring it round myself and strengthen my aura or my energy field. You can say, come to me, come to me, come to me, come to me, for your energy to come into your space. Beautiful. Okay, we're going to work through the chakras today. So we're starting at the base chakra, bringing in the color red, a very vibrant, beautiful red. And bringing that color right through your feet, your legs, and up to your hips. Feeling like you're wrapped in a great big light blanket of beautiful, vibrant red. I just want you to soak up all the red that your body can soak up, whether you visualize, imagine, feel, or see it. Just breathe it in. Soak it up into your space, into your base. Red for strength, red for security, red for power, red to grow and strengthen your foundation, the way you stand and walk in life. Red in balance, empowering you. And then when you're ready, just take a big deep breath. And call in, see, feel, or imagine the energy of orange. And bring that orange in just above your hips, but below your belly button into your sacral chakra. Orange, light, bright, beautiful energy. And let that orange move around in that space. Cleaning, clearing, releasing, burning off stuck energy. Orange in the sacral chakra helps empower our productivity and our creativity. So we bring in orange to come out of a reactionary state, to come out of our default energies, to feel safer, and give ourselves space to create. Just allow your body to soak up orange in any way that it can. Take a lovely, long, slow, deep breath in and out. And then when you're ready, just move your attention and your awareness to the space of your belly button and just above your belly button, coming up to the lower rib cage. Bring a beautiful gold and yellow in to that space. Take a beautiful, big, deep, long, slow breath and bask in the light and the energy of that beautiful, bright, golden yellow. Golden yellow across our belly brings us protection. It builds our confidence. It helps to heal our gut and help digestive energy move in the body. Breathing it in, golden yellow, thinking about how good it feels to bask in sunshine or see a beautiful sunshiny day, how enlivened the sky is and how the energy gives life. Just breathe that very deeply in your space. And then when you're ready, in the heart space, and just above, breathe a beautiful, bright jade green right into your heart space through your body. See, feel, imagine or visualize it moving through you. And see, feel, imagine your body topping itself up with all the green energy it needs, bringing green through the heart helps to heal loss and grief. It helps the heart to feel hope and to glow in your space. So just bring that gentleness and that freshness right through and inhale it. It's good for your lungs. It's good for your shoulders. And the green is the energy of growth and freshness. So thinking about growth and freshness is a useful thing to do right now. Take a lovely, big, long, slow, deep, deep breath. Feel yourself sending love around your heart and through your heart. And when you're ready and you feel like you've filled your heart, then take another lovely, big, deep breath in and bring blue energy, bright, beautiful blue, into your throat chakra, up above your heart, all the way up, just across your chin, all the way down your throat. Big, deep, beautiful, cleansing and clearing breaths of blue light. Your throat chakra helps with your truth and expression. It helps to speak kind words and keep it in a fair, not fear, but fair vibration. So gentleness, strength, and truth are very important for your heart, your throat chakra. That beautiful, sparkling blue energy helps to clean and helps you to let your expression flow. So take some breaths for allowing your truth to come through. Take some breaths for allowing yourself to put your thoughts into words. And just breathe until your throat feels gentle and light. You can ask for peace energy to come into your throat chakra. And that's especially useful if you've been grouchy. So breathe in and out very gently. And when you're ready, take your attention to your mind space and bring in indigo blue. Take a very deep, beautiful breath there. And pull the energy of that indigo into mind space to clear, to rejuvenate, to seed ideas, and to give yourself space and the peace of a dark, starry night. Blanket. Let any heaviness or any tangle of energy slide away into the energy of the indigo color. Just soften off your eyes, soften your eyebrows. See if you can consciously drop the energy of tension from your cheeks, from your face and your head. Just let go, let go, let go. You'll notice you are holding. Just let go. See that space and just take a breath. As if you're standing in your mind, just breathing in the space, breathe out, and let clarity sit in that space. Take a lovely, big, deep breath. And when you're ready, bring violet energy to the top of your head, right up the very top, just breathing in beautiful violet, our connection energy, clearing and cleansing the top of the aura and helping us to strengthen our channel to grace. And I want you to just take some lovely big deep breaths. Seeing, feeling, imagining that beautiful violet color. Cleaning, clearing, and restoring. So just breathe in and let that move around your crown. And then I want you to send it right around your whole aura, around your body, as if you're signing off this beautiful rainbow collection with a lovely layer of violet all over everything. See if you can feel the strength energy and the release that violet brings you as it clears the outer edges of your aura. Just let yourself relax in all your colors. Relax into the violet. And then you might already feel it. So I'm just bringing in pink right around the edge of the violets. So a beautiful, light, bright pink color on the outer field of the violet. Pink gives us a bit more space in our body to breathe. Wrapping far around the pink is a beautiful pale blue. It brings peace and grace energy to the outskirts of the aura. And then right around this beautiful color stack, we're bringing gold. Absolutely beautiful, sparkling, glittery gold. And I'm just going to get you to take a great big breath into that gold and allow your body to just drop into the peace and the grace and the healing of gold. Into this golden energy, the deep clearing and healing that we feel moving all around us, going into the earth and our feet, and creating a path in front of us that helps us get to our goals. I just want you to see that beautiful golden light stretching out in front of you. Whatever your project is, whatever you're trying to do, whatever you're doing, and whatever maybe has been held back just a little bit, I want you to take a breath. See your goal or your wish or your dream. Just see yourself taking some steps on your golden path. Just testing. Noticing what happens in your body. Sometimes we ask for growth, but we're a little bit scared to move along the path. So just take love with you with each step you take. You don't have to know exactly where you're going. Just be present on that path. And just take some lovely big deep breaths now. Seeing your feet on the gold. And I want you to just visualize a golden light. It goes right from your feet all the way to the top of your head. Just breathe into that. Few long, slow breaths with your golden light. Bring the gold anywhere in your body where you are still feeling any tension. Just show up in the space with the gold, with love, and sit there and look upon yourself, your work, your goal, your dream, and your tension with love and approval. Just take the time to sit with yourself and allow yourself to feel safe. Into your body, I want you to say to yourself, as a corrective energy, if you're not exactly feeling it, I am safe to be myself. I am safe to be myself. I am safe to be myself. Big deep breath. In and out. And also say, just in case you're not sure exactly who you are, I am willing to know myself and to know what I want in my life. Feeling into that energy of knowing the self or being willing to know the self, I want you to think about the contribution that you have for others, whether you're working for someone or working for yourself. And I just want you to bless the contribution you have. So just sit in the space and say thank you to yourself. You are not required to be perfect. If you are at home, you are still working. You are not required to be perfect there either. Just say thank you to yourself. Whole history of the human race, humans move with more purpose when they feel approved of and safe, when the risk is removed and they know they're appreciated. So be that for yourself in your space. Then if you're drawing in clients or customers, I want you to bless the space where those clients or customers would pay you. Maybe it's your bank account. Maybe it's a cash register for someone else. But just put light around that space. Put light around your calendar. If you're taking bookings, put light around the front door of the building you work in and put light around the chair that you sit on. And think of all these things with love. And take a deep breath in and out. And say to yourself, miracle, find me now. And when you're ready, take another deep breath in and out. Let go and come back. Your awareness now.